7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. First and foremost, we would like to congratulate the Muslim Ummah as we are approaching the birth of one of the greatest manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and mercy. The first person, as we will see in some of the narrations, or that it comes in some of the narrations, to pray behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The first person to accept Islam, or the first man to accept Islam, that is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen. We are approaching the day of his birth, a blessed birth that took place in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miraculous manner in which his blessed mother Fatima was allowed to enter into the Kaaba and obviously deliver the blessed child within it. So we send our congratulations to all the Muslims throughout the Ummah, especially those who take this individual to be the first Imam. And also we should send our congratulations to all peace and freedom and justice loving individuals, as George Ordak has said, that Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is the voice of human justice. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who are able to do the ziyarah and the visitation of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in the city of Najaf, and to make us of his special companions and his true and loyal followers, inshaAllah. And the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is based on, well, it's a very special book actually. And inshaAllah, we hope that you will stay with us for our next segment, where we will be introducing this book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
600 years after the birth of Jesus, the Almighty Creator entrusted the universe with whom He placed in the womb of Fatima, the daughter of Asad and wife of Abu Talib, the uncle of Prophet Muhammad. Fatima approached the Holy Kaaba to pray to God. Just then, the wall of the Kaaba cracked open, and she stepped in. After a few days, the long wait came to an end. Yes, he was born, the holder of the great secret, the noble begotten baby. He was raised by Prophet Muhammad and was the first person to embrace Islam at the age of 10. His character and qualities differentiated him from people of all time. In the darkness of the night, he would carry sacks of food on his back to the houses of orphans and the poor. He loved people and took it upon himself to be of service to them. Ali is an everlasting role model for all ages, because he is not specific to a particular nation or religion. He belongs to all of humanity.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, our congratulations and our felicitations to the Muslim Ummah, rather to all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, as we are approaching the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is a book that is well known, but unfortunately does not get the attention it deserves. It is a book written by a Sunni scholar, a very important Sunni scholar, Ahmed ibn Shuaib al-Nasa'i. Now, al-Nasa'i is one of the authors of the 6 authentic books within the hadith literature of our Sunni brothers. He is the author of Sunan al-Nasa'i, which is one of the main 6 books. And he has written this book that is called Khasais al-Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. or translated the special characteristics of the leader of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So Sheikh al-Nasai was a scholar of the 10th Gregorian century, and this book was published by the Al-Mahdi Institute, which is located in Birmingham, United Kingdom, in the year 2014. It was translated by Brother Michael Mumisa, who is at that time was a PhD candidate at Cambridge University, but more likely, since now it has been 8 years since the translation of the book, he has probably achieved his PhD. So some reports about the author that has come from other scholars. For example, Al-Dhahabi, who is a very famous historian, has said that Al-Nasa'i was a proficient, or rather was more proficient in hadith and its rijal, that is the chain of narrators, rather the people in the chain of the narration, than Muslim, the person who compiled Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, compiler of Sunan Abu Dawood, and Abu Isa or Al-Tirmidhi. Those are the three other authors of three other main books within the Sunni corpus of hadith. He competes against Bukhari and Abu Zura. So those are two other scholars in this regard. So about the book, why did this individual write the book? This is also narrated in the book. There are many different stories, but this is a story from one of his students. His student by the name of Muhammad ibn Musa al-Mamuni narrates that, "I heard some people criticizing Abu Abdul Rahman al-Nasa'i for compiling the book on the special qualities of Ali." The book is titled, obviously, Khasais Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, "and for not writing anything on the merits of the two sheikhs," that is the first two caliphs. So I mentioned this to him, and he said to me, "I arrived in Damascus to discover that many people had deviated from Ali ibn Abi Talib. That is why I compiled the book Al-Khasais." So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. And again, our felicitations and congratulations to the Muslim Ummah on our approaching the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So as a recap, the book that we introduced to our dear listeners is titled, or the English title is, The Special Characteristics of the Leader of the Faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The Arabic title being Khasais al-Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. And the author is Ahmed ibn Shu'ayb al-Nasa'i, who is one of the great Sunni scholars. The book was translated by Michael Mumisa and published in the United Kingdom. This book contains 155 traditions regarding Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam from various sources of hadith that are within the Sunni and our Sunni brothers and sisters corpus of hadith. And the author obviously went and he selected these traditions in order to remind people that this, who Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib is, in our tradition, that is in our the Sunni tradition, that do not abandon him. He has been spoken about extremely highly by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just to mention quickly two traditions that are in this book. We are quoting from section 30, the Prophet's statement, "Whoever insults Ali insults me." Hadith number 90. Al-Abbas ibn Muhammad ad-Duri informed us, saying, "Yahya ibn Abi Bukayr narrated to us, saying, Israel narrated to us from Abu Ishaq, from Abdullah al-Judali, who said, I once visited Umm Salama, wife of the Prophet, who said, are you people allowing the Prophet to be insulted among you? I said to her, glory be to God, O my God, protect us. She went on to say, I heard the Messenger of God saying, whoever insults Ali, insults me." Hadith number 91. Abdul A'la Ibn Wasil ibn Abdul A'la al-Kufi informed us, saying Ja'far ibn Aun narrated to us from Shahiq ibn Abdullah, who said Abu Bakr ibn Khalid ibn Arfatiya narrated to us, saying, I once saw Sa'id ibn Malik in the city of Medina. He said to me, I have been informed that you people are insulting Ali. I said to him, yes, we have been doing that. He asked me, have you too been insulting him? I replied, may God protect me from that. He went on to say, never insult him. Even if I were being threatened to be sawn in half unless I insulted Ali, I still would never insult him after what I heard the Messenger of God say about him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who truly or come close or even understand the character of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the drop of the ocean, inshaAllah. May we be of those who are true and loyal followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, inshaAllah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.